You know, from a point of view, disease prevention at the hatchery is of paramount importance. And we talk beginning from the handling of the egg to the vaccine administration and following all the best practice in the hatchery. One important thing is that we cannot improve what we receive from the breeder farms, but we can make it worse at the hatchery. So this is very important to have all the procedures very well tied. And in the case of broilers, focusing the intervention, the hatchery is especially important because we have there a controlled environment, we have equipment, especially for the procedures, and you have trained staff available. That is very important.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. Poultry Star is a unique feed ingredient that includes a prebiotic and probiotic, and it's designed specifically for poultry. Improve gut health with Poultry Star. Learn more at dsm-firmenich.com/poultrystar. Natural Biologics is looking deeper to find the natural solutions to your poultry health challenges. Zoetis Hatchery Health Team helps you raise field-ready birds with a strong immune foundation. Learn more at zoetis.com.
Welcome to the Poultry Podcast Show, brought to you by Wisenetics. I'm Doug Corver, dedicated to bringing you the latest insights and discussions in the poultry industry. Get ready to expand your knowledge and stay ahead with today's episode. If you find this interview interesting, please let us know by visiting our website at wisenetics.com. Success in the hatchery sets the foundation for flock health and performance. When hatchery operations are well managed, the benefits cascade all the way through grow out. As part of the Zoetis Hatchery Health Team series, we're happy to welcome Dr. Alberto Giner to the program, where we will explore the importance and benefits of building a strong immune foundation with interventions at the hatchery and how vaccination best practices can help protect the customer's investment in vaccines and optimize flock health. Dr. Alberto Giner is the National Poultry Technical Manager at Zoetis Spain. He's a veterinarian specializing in hatchery, in ovo and spray vaccinations, and disease prevention in broilers and layers. He brings cross-regional experience from Venezuela to Spain. After graduating, Alberto began in broiler production, spent 2 years in a small veterinary laboratory, and then moved to a broiler integrator. Upon relocating to Spain, he worked with a layer company and later joined a leading distributor of Fort Dodge poultry products in central Spain. Fort Dodge subsequently recruited him as a poultry technical commercial specialist. As the laboratory's poultry business expanded, Alberto grew with the team and now leads national technical support, partnering with producers and hatcheries to optimize vaccination programs, health outcomes, and operational performance. He's based in central Spain, about 2 hours from Madrid. Welcome to the Poultry Podcast Show, Alberto.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get involved in the poultry industry?
Well, as you mentioned, I started to work in a small lab in Venezuela. One of the main customers were poultry. We sold antibiotics mainly at the time. So when I was working there, a customer that owns an integration, a broiler integration, offers me a job directly with the beers. So for me, that was a very interesting opportunity. So I was working in this integration for some years. We, with my family, decided to move to Spain, where my parents are originally. So in Spain, I started working with a layer company. Then I changed to a big distributor in central Spain that was the distributor of the poultry vaccines of Fort Dodge at the time, that now are Zoetis. So when I was there, I received an offer from Fort Dodge to start working as a commercial and technical support for poultry. And then with the change from Pfizer to Zoetis, we increased the business. And they need a dedicated technical manager to support the commercial part. So I took this job. So that's not why I'm the technical manager now in Spain.
Okay. So did you always have an interest in poultry, or was that something that developed as you went through your education?
At the university, we dedicate some time to poultry, but I think it was when I started to work with the laboratory in Venezuela that I started to visit farms, and then the interest grows.
At Zoetis, we bring you more than the tools for hatchery success. We bring you a team, expert support, biodevice precision, and vaccine protection, helping you raise field-ready birds with a strong immune foundation. The Zoetis Hatchery Health Team. Trusted people, science-backed processes, reliable protection. Learn more at zoetis.com.
In the first two episodes in our Zoetis Hatchery Health Team series, we discussed how important people and processes are in a successful hatchery operation. Today, we're focusing on protection. So why is building a strong immune foundation starting at the hatchery so critical?
You know, from a point of view, disease prevention at the hatchery is of paramount importance. And we talked beginning from the handling of the egg to the vaccine administration and following all the best practice in the hatchery. One important thing is that we cannot improve what we receive from the breeder farms, but we can make it worse at the hatchery. So this is very important to have all the procedures very well tied. And in the case of broilers, focusing the intervention, the hatchery is especially important because we have there a controlled environment, we have equipment, especially for the procedures, and you have trained staff available. That is very important. So for all this, the hatchery is the right place to start any immune foundation. So if we move more intervention from the field to the hatchery, this allows the production managers and the veterinarians to have a more control of all the process. And in this way, you can minimize challenges. So when you apply vaccine in the hatchery, it provides early disease protection. And this is not only talking about de novo, that I think is obvious because we are gaining 2 or 3 days of early immune response because we are vaccinating embryos before hatch. But even with the respiratory vaccine applied a day old, when we compare with field vaccination, you have this vaccination in a more controlled way. And we need to take in account that the life of the broiler is very short. So everything that we can do earlier is the best. Yeah, with the vaccine at the hatchery, we can take all the advantage of the new vaccine technologies. We are talking about the vector vaccines, recombinant vaccines, and immunocomplex vaccines. And that allows us to vaccinate for multiple diseases with just one intervention. And we apply these vaccines with equipment, with technology that saves labor that sometimes is a challenge, depending on the region and in the country. In the end, what we do doing this is to benefit from a very well-controlled environment, a very sanitary environment, and with a trained staff in the hatchery.
So you mentioned that broilers are growing faster and their lifespans are getting shorter, so that early immune development is really important. What do you see changing about how veterinarians and hatchery managers approach hatchery vaccination?
Some years ago, and not so far in the past, the vaccination process in the hatchery were not in the first place of importance. Nowadays, this has changed. I think one of the most important things to the hatchery managers and to the veterinarians is the importance of a correct vaccination in the hatchery. So the idea is we expect that the hatchery managers and the personnel, the staff in the hatchery, are there to best practice. To ensure the correct vaccine administration.
So what do you see that successful hatcheries are doing right when it comes to hatchery vaccinations?
Well, to professionalize, they realize that they need to be more professional in all the levels of the labor, you know, from the hatchery manager to the lowest level of work of staff in the hatchery. In the end, every specific point could be very important and could be very challenging for any problem.
So attention to detail.
Yes, in the hatchery, you are putting all the vaccines. Talking about the vaccines, you put all the vaccines or try to put as much as possible vaccines in the hatchery because It's supposed that it's a well-controlled environment. You have a trained staff and so on. But in the end, if you do something wrong, you can have a complete mess because all will be compromised.
If you're enjoying this episode of the Poultry Podcast Show presented by Wisenetics, please remember to like, subscribe, and share it with your friends and family. You can also set notifications to on from our channel so you don't miss any other upcoming episodes. As always, please feel free to leave us a comment. Your feedback is always important to us. Alberto, vaccines are powerful tools, but their success often depends on how they're used. Why is training and on-site support such an important part of an effective vaccination program?
Well, we can have the best equipment, we can have the best vaccines, but if we are not preparing and delivering in the correct way, in the end, we are jeopardizing the vaccination process, the whole vaccination process. So that is why Zoetis offers training and resources to support all the best practice in the hatcheries that we support. Our team, talking about Embrex team, field veterinarians as me, are present in hatcheries every day to provide guidance and coaching at each hatchery that we visit.
So can you tell us a little bit more about how Zoetis helps customers plan vaccination strategies for disease prevention and control?
In the end, we are partnered with our customer. We try to know their needs, what they think they need to be supported. And we try to provide solutions. We try to provide support when we talk about laboratory support or field support from my side, for example.
So when you think about the Zoetis team and their support in the hatchery, what makes you the most proud?
That we are when they need us, when they have an emergency or they have something that they think is going not in the better way, and they call us, we try to be as soon as possible and try to fix if there is something to fix or not, or at least to support the customer with all the things. Mm-hmm. We're a very fast response team. So when we know that something is going not in the right way, or that the customer think that there is something that is not going in the best way, we try to be there as soon as possible and trying to help them to fix if there is a real problem.
Yeah, getting on the customer concerns as quickly as possible and offering solutions.
Yes. And one thing important too is, for example, I remember I was in a small hatchery and I was performing an Innova vaccination audit for the Embrex device, bio device. And because it's a small hatchery, the hatch room was very close, so I take a look at the hatch room, even that this specific day I was in the Innova part, and I saw there was a problem with the spray vaccination device. I assumed that they perform maintenance, but they put the nozzles to spray the chick cages, mm-hmm, were not well aligned, and part of the vaccine was going outside of the cage. So the chicks were not receiving the 100% dose in the cage. So I talked with the hatchery manager and with the staff that was in charge of the vaccination to fix the problem.
Mm-hmm. So identifying problems that the hatchery didn't even realize they had.
Yes, in the end, you need to be with your mind and your eyes open. Mm-hmm. To check everything, small details like this, even that I was not this day to the hatch.
It's time for our famous three. We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Adiseo provides nutritional solutions and services to help producers achieve their targets in a high quality, safe, and sustainable way. Evonik, we are sciencing the global food challenge. At Signify Animal Lighting, we use light as a tool, backed by science to support growth, comfort, and performance. Better light, better animals. Better results with Signify. A worldwide leader in animal nutrition, Adiseo's portfolio of products includes methionine, The full range of vitamins, enzymes, organic selenium, probiotics, mycotoxin management strategies, and palatability products. With such a diverse offering, Adisseo supports its customers with a broad range of expertise, tools, and services to help them maintain a competitive advantage. Adisseo, fueling predictable profits. To learn more, visit Adisseo at www.adisseo.com.
Well, Alberto, before we let you go, we've got a few of our closer questions for you. So the first one is, what is your favorite poultry or agriculture-related book or resource? What's your go-to?
Well, nowadays, I think the most up-to-date source is internet, because science is going faster and faster every day. And there are tons of publications, and you can find easily the last publication, the last papers, and you can have in a digital files in the end. If not, you will be in a house full of books, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in a lot of ways, that access makes things more efficient, but it also increases the volume that we go through. So.
Yes.
What about outside of agriculture? Is there a book or a resource or something you like to do in your free time?
Well, I like to read science fiction. Since I was a child, I love to read science fiction books. I love it.
Do you have a favorite author?
Arthur C. Clarke.
Okay, a classic.
Yes.
And then the last question, in your opinion, what is the most important characteristic for a person to have in order to be successful in the poultry industry?
Well, first of all, to stay up to date in the different aspects as much as possible, of course, because there are a lot of aspects. And the other thing that I think is very important from my point of view, working in a laboratory, is that listen to the customer's needs in the end.
Good advice. Dr. Alberto Giner, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for the opportunity.
For questions, please reach out to your Zoetis representative. They'd love to have the opportunity to speak with you about more ways they can offer customer support to meet your hatchery health goals. Thanks for listening to the Zoetis Hatchery Health Theme Series on the Poultry Podcast Show, presented by Wisenetics. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast to stay updated on future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review. Your feedback is important to us. You can visit our website at wisenetics.com and learn more about all our podcast segments for poultry, swine, dairy, beef, feed mill, crops, and pet food. I'm Doug Korver, and I'll see you next time on the Poultry Podcast Show.
Do you feel overwhelmed with mundane tasks that eat up your valuable time? It's time to reclaim your schedule and focus on what truly matters. Get your time back with elite remote talent without a time zone hassle. Delegate $10 an hour tasks to focus on your $1,000 an hour tasks. Schedule your free strategy call at wisevas.io.